Well, you join me with Matt Everard. And Matt, thanks very much for your time. We're here at London Wasps. How's pre-season going?
Yeah, really well. It's great to see the new signings come in, all the boys back, and catch up, see what guys did over the break, and really get some hard graft in before the season starts. So it's been enjoyable but really tough couple of weeks.
Yes. Now, you joined the club last season from Leicester Tigers. I don't imagine it was the first season at a new club that you would have wanted.
Well, personally, I got a lot of pensions myself, but obviously we didn't do as well as we wanted to do last year, and we're just looking to build upon that now, get better with pre-season and improve next season on what we did last season, really.
Yeah. And you know, there must be a lot of positivity with, as you say, these new names coming in and Dai Young into his second season. So do you get a sense that there's a bit of a clean slate coming in here with some of the new names?
Yeah, definitely. There's a great vibe in the club at the moment. Everyone's enjoying training. Everyone's really enthusiastic. We've got a lot of numbers, not too many injuries going into the pre-season, so we can get everyone out there. And you know, last season, Dai didn't get to come in as early as he wanted to the pre-season, but now he's really set up and started this year how he wants to, so we can continue and kick on into next year.
Where do you think the main areas of improvement need to come?
All over, really. You can get better at anything. So we're just going to keep improving our basic skills. Our fitness during this pre-season is going to be a massive issue. We want to be a quick and fast-running team and implement that in the season when it comes.
Yes, excellent. And the London Wasps faithful, they've stood by you, and obviously they'll be pleased to hear that the club's been sold to the consortium led by Ken Moss. So that must at least reassure you guys and the fans that the club's here to stay and that you can move on from strength to strength.
Yeah, definitely. The club's been great, and the fans last year were terrific. I mean, it was obviously a tough season for us, and they really stuck with us throughout, and you could see that support in the last game in Newcastle at home, an absolute sellout, and the atmosphere in the crowd were fantastic, and really kind of a 16th man, so it was great.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Well, we're looking forward ahead now to the 2012-2013 season, and it'll be kicked off by the JP Morgan Rugby Sevens. So a tournament that, well, it's great to get the fans down. Friday night rugby, the shorter form of the game, should be an entertaining evening.
Oh yeah, it's going to be great. It's a really exciting tournament. It's great to have some competitive edge during the pre-season where there's not so sometimes as much rugby played because you're conditioning and doing weights. And I played in a couple of years at Leicester on the trot and really, really enjoyed the tournament and the day. So looking forward to it.
Yes, and you'll be playing against your other London rivals, London Irish, Saracens and Harlequins. Harlequins, of course, hosting that first round at the Stoop, so a little bit of home advantage for them.
Oh, it's always good fun to play against those boys, and obviously London's a big place, but you'll get to know each other pretty well and see each other about, and there's no love lost when you play each other, but it's going to be an exciting day.
Yeah, and a good chance for some early bragging rights in the season?
Oh, we'll see where we get on. I won't want to jinx ourselves too early, but we'll see how Friday night goes.
And in terms of the sort of squad that you expect London Wasps to put out, how well will you know the guys that you're playing around, and what can we expect? Who are going to be the faces or names we could possibly look out for?
Well, we've got a great amount of young English talent at the club here, and obviously a lot of pace, people like Christian Wade and Tom Varndale and Elliot Daly, all young, really fast English guys. So if we get those out there, that'd be great.
And in terms of the contribution that you put towards the club in sort of 20 or so appearances last season in the number 7 shirt, you'll be looking to improve on that?
Yeah, it's just sevens is a great opportunity to practice your skills as a forward and kind of get your fitness levels back up, and your one-on-one tackling, and there's not more space in the game, so your skills are put under a lot more pressure with that space and time. So I'm just looking forward to get out there and play a bit of rugby, to be honest.
Yeah, and it must be one of those things, forwards playing sevens rugby, that didn't used to happen a few years ago.
No, that's true, but the for us kind of sevens, the breakdown becomes a lot more open. You get more opportunity to kind of practice your jackling skills and your clean out skills, so that'll be good going into the season as well.
And for those people that might not be that experienced with sevens or are considering getting into rugby, the shorter form of the game is far more accessible, isn't it? There's less set pieces to perhaps clutter up the field or make things a little more complicated. So for some of the fans thinking about coming down, it's a good evening and a good opportunity to get into the game.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you've not kind of watched much rugby before, you can easily pick up the gist of it straight away. It's a quick, fast-going game. Really good fun to watch, really good fun to play. And just great for general fitness, really, to be honest. So get yourself down there and come support us.
Great stuff. And just a final point, you were in the relegation battle with the Newcastle Falcons, but you managed to avoid that, but unfortunately they've gone down, and we hear that London Welsh have come up, so there's going to be another London rivalry there. Do you know any of those boys, and what do you think that you can make of them?
Yeah, we do. We've even got a few guys here that I think are on loan there next year, a few young guys, so it's going to be a fantastic opportunity for them, and it's great that Welsh have come up. Whoever wins the league should obviously get promoted, and it's sad to see Newcastle go down, they're a great team, but we best of luck to London Welsh next season and look forward to playing against them, to be honest.
Excellent. Well, best of luck to you guys in the JP Morgan Sevens, and thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Cheers.